it's a Thursday, and it's when I talk to our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato and get the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and the star of the show, and my friend from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Man, we're good. The weekend is here. Did you hear Dr. Bill? He was talking, like, no rain for a couple days on the coast, that the rain would be inland. Things would be good down in the south end of the counties where we love to hang out this time of year. So give us something to get fired up about. What's the fishing been like this week?
It's been good. It continues to be good. We had primarily west winds, which is typical what we get this time of year, but I'm sure Dr. Bill mentioned it. Things are going to clock around to the north and even east through the weekend. And even though we're going into that full moon nip, I'm sure if you guys all came in early enough to see that full moon this morning, we had to put sunscreen on this morning at about 5:30. It was so bright. But anyway, we're on the post full moon nip, but that's not going to affect anything. I know a lot of inshore anglers get scared of the nip tide when there's no water movement. But I tell you something, there's plenty of places to fish on these weak tides, man, the fish are biting all the way from just south of the interstate all the way around to the Mississippi lines where I've been all week based on what the winds let us do, and there's fish all through those areas. We have been still doing a lot of shallow water fishing through most of the morning, which is really kind of fun, staying up there shallow and staying on the power pole. But yesterday had a good trip on some structure, deep structure, which is more typical of the pattern that you'd get this time of year with live bait. And by the way, live bait, they got some beautiful shrimp at the bait shops right now if you want to use live bait. Good supply of them. They're catching plenty of them, and they're real nice size shrimp. And I like those bigger shrimp when I start doing that slip cork fishing on the structure, the rigs and the reefs and so forth. And so all of that's going to work this weekend, even with that nip tide. We get that light north wind and that sound. The Mississippi Sound fished extremely well on that light north wind. And then you can fish places like the Dolphin Island Bridge area, the Fort Morgan area. Those places have kind of exaggerated water movement. It's kind of like putting your finger over the end of a garden hose. The water velocities increase there to the point that sometimes on the stronger tide, you don't even want to fish any of those places. So this weekend's the kind of place is the tide that you want to fish some of those bigger water movement areas like that.
Yeah, so just because you hadn't been catching fish on there, on a big tide, those fish could still be there. This actually just lets you get a bait to the fish when it's a nip
exactly.
tide.
Exactly. The bait to the fish looking naturally, which is the key to the whole deal, is you got to get it where it looks natural. If it goes screeching by like a NASCAR race car, they're not going to have a chance to get to it. Whereas you get these weaker tides, it's a real natural drift that you can make with that, with a hook and a line versus what you'd be able to do, like you said, with those bigger tides.
Are the other species still fairly present mixed in with the trout? You see in Spanish mackerel, white trout?
Yep, all of the above. A lot of Spanish mackerel, lots of nice white trout mixed in with them, especially when you're fishing. Well, even some of the shallow stuff we did, it kind of surprises me sometimes when I catch white trout in those shallow waters, but that's how plentiful they are right now. And then if you get on some of that structure, you're going to catch white trout mixed in with specks. And a lot of times you may have found this where your speck bite slowly starts turning into a solid white trout bite. And I give you one tip you can try, and it works a lot of the times, is if you start catching a lot of those white trout and you want to catch specks, is to come up a few feet. For some reason, those speckled trout will actually be above the white trout. Sometimes you can shallow up and get out of the white trout and back into the specks if you want to do that. I never do it because I like catching white trout. But if I have crews that want to catch specks, I can make that adjustment a lot of times to start catching specks again.
I'll lean on those yellowmouth white trout hard myself when it's fish fry time. So,
oh, yes, sir.
Hey, Captain Bobby, let's talk about getting a trip booked with you here now, and looking forward to hopefully some great fall fishing. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which has got our contact information on it. You can hit us on the email or on the phone. And it's September, dude. We're talking in September right now. It ain't that far away.
That's for sure. All right, Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
All right, gang. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that guy uses, Captain Bobby, when you check out McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.